Dad Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, episode 20!
If someone had told me 20 or so weeks ago that we would make it to 20 episodes, I would have been like, no.
I'd have been like, no. What?
I would have been like, well, I mean, like 20 episodes, that's a good amount.
I'd have been like, who are you? How'd you get in my house?
If someone from the future had told me back in September when we started this, if they had been like, hey, you guys are going to get to 20 episodes, I would be like, okay, that's cool. Who's president? I need to prepare right now. Who wins the Super Bowl? Because, fuck me, right?
It's been an eventful week.
God, the two worst outcomes.
Oh my gosh.
For the presidential election and then the Super Bowl happened. So
I saw a picture where they put Hillary Clinton's face on the Falcons QB's body. Matt Ryan.
Do you even know his name? Okay, there we go.
Matt Clinton. I had a slight brain fart. For those of you tuning in for the first time, welcome. You're now an official dad boy, baby boy, or baby girl. And on this show, Chad and I kind of just talk about whatever the heck we want to talk about. And
there are curse words.
I just realized.
Like the word heck.
Yeah, sorry for saying hack. I just realized I got this applesauce and I didn't get a spoon, so.
God. Yeah. For any first time listeners, Cameron eats the most eats things, not just disgusting things. Stop. Not just disgusting things, but he eats them disgustingly. I'm watching this man fucking pucker on some applesauce right now.
Ladies.
Oh, that's a screen cap for the Twitter. There's a couple. Oh, baby. If only I could get this sound.
Oops.
Good God.
All right, there's one applesauce cup down.
Do you have two?
Oh, baby, I brought two. No. I can grab two applesauce cups, but I can't grab a freaking spoon.
Can you eat before we record? Is that a fucking possibility? Ever?
Nah, dude, I'm hungry. I'm always eating.
You're a slob. Oh, I hate this. So for the Super Bowl, oh, God, I keep forgetting. I did an expletive that's delicious on Snapchat yesterday for the Super Bowl.
It was really good.
Yeah, in case anyone missed it, we just had the most horrible food for you in the world. I woke up today, I didn't even get drunk last night. I had a hangover. The amount of sodium I consumed, I think.
Yeah, dude, that happens.
My body was like, I'm not feeling this today. And I was like, you know, we could have died. Would that have been any better? And my body was like, maybe.
Maybe. So. Yeah, dude, it was a Super Bowl. I only had like 7 beers last night.
Only?
Yeah.
That's a decent amount, fella.
That's mild.
Yeah, it's true. No.
Over the course of like 3 hours.
Literally, this weekend, I just fell right off the wagon. I did not exercise. I did not adhere to any portion control or diet restrictions.
I had two burgers this week. Two gourmet restaurant burgers this week.
That's beautiful. I had a lot of fast food. Like a lot of fast food.
Heard of it.
And today I'm regretting it, but it's okay. Literally on Saturday, we did not do shit at our house on Saturday, which was incredible. But we went out to get food 3 separate times.
Oh, man.
We went to 3 different fast food places in one day.
That's a good day in my book.
It's good, but it's also so bad.
Excuse me.
Good God.
I'm also drinking a little bit of Not Guilty. I'm sorry. OJ.
Oh, boy, that's a good joke. Okay, yeah, so that's a good bit.
That's a good bit.
Everyone take a drink. So what do we got? What do we got this week on the podcast, huh?
Oh man, we've got good stuff to talk about, Chad. Baby Bay, do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay, I had an eye exam.
Go on.
And for those of you who know me, my level of anxiety as far as doctors go in this order, from highest to lowest. Eye doctor. Dentist. Foot doctor, which is a thing that I had to go through as a child. And regular doctor. Because with a regular doctor, you know what you're getting into. They're going to be like, you're fat. So you need to do this to prevent dying young. And the foot doctor's like, you have flat feet, you little son of a bitch. Why don't you wear these expensive arches that you put in the bottom of your shoes?
Which are kind of helpful, really.
They are helpful. I haven't been to the foot doctor in years because my feet now have good old arches in them.
Maybe I should go to the foot doctor.
Maybe.
I don't think I have arches, really.
Oh. You probably should.
Nah, it's fine. I don't want to go to the doctor.
We'll be okay. The dentist is my aunt, and she's always like, you flossing? I'm like, we both know, Aunt Cindy, that I am not flossing. So
you're not flossing your teeth, but you're like flossing. Like, you're like,
I'm flossing. I'm the first gun to stand on the track. I'm that with the thing. Remember that song?
Yeah, that's what I just fucking referenced, Cameron, you idiot.
Okay, thanks.
I'm sorry.
That song was called Bossy, though.
No.
I'm Bossy. Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Turquoise Jeep rapper Flint Flossy.
Maybe. Oh, no, I gotta look it up. Because I know I was... I feel stupid because I just called you an idiot, but I'm the idiot.
You are the idiot.
Wait, let me... Okay, flossing.
I mean, there's... In Glamorous by the wonderfully talented Grammy Award-winning singer Fergie.
No!
Says Flossy, Flossy.
Okay, there's a song by Mike Jones.
Oh, who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Michael Jones. And then 2 Chainz also has a flossin' song, and Fetty Wap has a song called Flossin'.
Ooh, I love Weddy Fap.
He's all right. Flossin' is showing off, according to UrbanDictionary.com.
Heard of it.
If my phone will load this, what the hell? Flossin' is showing off an object in which usually possesses great value.
Oh.
Flossin, rolling in a fine ride with the general intent to enjoy ostentation or prestige. Does everyone know what ostentation means?
Ostentatious?
Ostentatious, yeah. Said ostentation in that definition. I don't know.
Yeah, heard of it. But why don't you tell the listeners at home who don't know?
Hey, everyone. I have a pretty good vocab, and I don't really like to be ostentatious about it. But being ostentatious means to sort of be showy with your valuables. Were you talking about the doctor?
Yes, I was telling a story.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, that's track. As long as we get back to it. So
yeah.
Last Saturday, I woke up and my left eye was not seeing as well as it should with a contact in. Without my contacts, I'm what people call legally blind. Not to be confused with the Reese Witherspoon movie. Legally Blonde.
Fucking hate you.
Um, But yeah, so I need to wear corrective lenses in contacts. And I woke up on Saturday and I was like, no, everything's a little fuzzy. So I discarded the current pair of contacts I had in my face and I put in a new pair and it was still really bad. So apparently all of a sudden my prescription has changed and it's gotten worse. And so I decided to go to Walmart Vision Center.
Did you drive there?
Yeah, I've been driving all week, but like with one eye closed, like a pirate.
I think they kept them open. I just think they wore eye patches.
Oh, well, maybe that's what I should have done.
That would have been really funny.
If I was to drive around with an eye patch?
Yeah,
and
dude.
And a parrot?
It's been done.
It's been done. But
probably.
I call the Vision Center and I'm like, hey, what do you have scheduled for tomorrow? And they're like, I've got a 2 and a 2:30 open. And I'm like, I'll take the 2, please. And they were like, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. So the day comes.
Uh-huh.
I drive myself to Walmart very carefully with one eye closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk into the Walmart. And I go in and I turn right past the pharmacy up to the Vision Center. And all the lights are off. And the Vision Center is roped off with a sign that says, out to lunch, 1:30 to 2:30. So I go, what? Why'd you schedule me at 2 then? And so I'm a little bit taken aback. And there's a woman in the pharmacy who, like, walked over to the Vision Center to grab, like, a pen or something. And I go, excuse me, I had an appointment at 2:00 here, and she's like, oh, well, they're at lunch, so if you if you wait a half hour, you'll be the first one for sure when they come back. And I'm like,
God.
Okay. So I exit the Walmart, go to Starbucks, get a caramel macchiato.
Nice.
Caramel macchiato.
You're not boycotting them?
Why would I boycott them?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. And then so I go back with my caramel macchiato and I go back through the Vision Center to the doctor, and the receptionist is there and she's like, are y'all my 2:00? And I was like, yeah, that's me, but like I came in and like, you know, the lights were off. She's like, no, that's the Vision Center. You could have gotten back here through a little secret door in the entrance. She didn't say that, but basically that's what it is. It's a trap door hidden behind the carts in Walmart that you can walk through to get to the doctor's office.
Oh.
And I didn't know that. So I'm like, dude, I went to the Vision Center and they said y'all were gone. She's like, nah, man, we've been waiting for you. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I look like the biggest asshole who walks in 30 minutes late with a Starbucks in his hand. Expecting to see the doctor right away. So I have to wait for this little 6-year-old to get his eye exam. And then the doctor comes in. He's like, we didn't think you were going to show up. And I was like, oh my gosh. So that was a great way to start what is already an anxious experience for me. And then the guy,
Does everyone in Nashville have like a southern accent, or are you just doing that?
No, everybody sounds like that.
That's really funny.
Yeah. It's
anyway.
Yeah. So this man, okay, so I've had the worst eye doctors growing up, like always. I know that you're supposed to, like, you know, talk really calm when you're giving like an eye exam. So it's like, and number one, and here's number two. And now I'm going to show you number three. I'm going to show you number four now. Which one's better? You know, it's like ASMR, and that freaks me out. So that already makes me nervous. Nice. What?
I think it's nice. I think it's
No.
Yeah, when your doctor's really, like, gentle with you.
Yeah, well,
make you feel like a horse. Like, he's like, Whoa, girl.
I was wondering what the oat bag was for. I'm like, I know I'm fat, but I can wait.
The what?
The oat bag that he tied around my neck so I could eat oat during bag. The exam.
Okay.
No, so, but... No, it's fine, like, when you talk in a calm, hushed voice when I can see you, but he puts on the Justin Timberlake 2020 cover on my face, and he's, like, right in my right ear, and he's like, okay, I'm going to show you a couple different lenses. You better tell me which one's better. Let's go number one and number two. And I'll be like, this is the part that really freaks me out, because I'm about to have these glasses and commit to these glasses and this prescription until my insurance allows me to get another exam and new glasses or contacts. So I don't want to mess it up. And I'm like, one and two look exactly the same. I don't know. Can I see one again? And he's like, number one or number two. And I'm like, I still don't know. Let's just go with two. And then the entire time he's showing me three and four, I'm thinking two looked probably worse than one. I can't go back now. So that was rough. And then he pulls out this little book and he's like, now we're gonna do a colorblind test. And I was like, dude, you don't even need to, I already know. I'm very bad at this. And he opens the first page, the very first one. He's like, can you tell me the number in this? And I'm like, there's a number in there? He's like, there are two numbers. And I was like, you're a liar, old man. And then he flips the page and he's like, draw a line from this X to this X. And there's one of those circle bubbles thing, you know, like a colorblind test. But like this one is just a line, apparently. And I go, okay, I'm going to take a stab in the dark, doc. And I draw this line. And he's like, wow. Literally said, wow, out loud. And then I go, how'd I do? And he's like, do you see another line? I was like, there's no way there are two separate lines going through this small bubble. He's like, and he like traced his hand. I'm like, you're making that up. And like, he's like, okay, you're really colorblind. And then he hands me my prescription and I leave. And I'm like, just so exhausted mentally by everything that went down during this hour debacle from 2 to 3 PM.
I'm sorry, man. But everything's shored up now, right? Like, you have your glasses. And...
Well, yeah, I have to go to Warbles Parker. Peter Parker picked a pack of pickled glasses.
Pickled Warblies.
Pickled Warblies are my favorite British baked snack.
Ew.
And, yeah, so now I can get new glasses now, but, like, dude literally goes, wow, during my colorblind test.
That is incredibly relatable. As you know, I'm also slightly colorblind. I don't think as bad as you. But I do have a mild Dutan, or whatever that shit's called.
Dutan Sam. Fruit Loops.
Well, yeah. So, I understand when someone's like, look at this thing and do that. But I haven't had an eye exam, I think, ever.
Oh. Then don't you dare tell me it's calming. You don't even know. You haven't been what I've been through.
It's like calming. I probably need one because I put on really low prescription glasses sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. if my friends have a low prescription and I try on their glasses to be a funny guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. Is the world in HD right now? Because it is. And I didn't realize that the way I see isn't normal. Like, I don't think I have 20/20 vision. Which makes sense because my parents don't. So.
Yeah.
But.
He explained to me that I'm so nearsighted that what normal people can see 500 feet away would have to be 25 feet in front of my face for me to see it clearly.
Really?
Yeah. That's substantial.
Yeah, it is.
I also have astigmatism in my right eye.
Your eye's shaped funny.
Yep. Like the rest of my body. Have I explained that I have a Mike Wazowski body? Like,
no.
All my weight collects in the middle, and then, like, when I work out, my arms start to lose it, my legs start to get thinner, but my middle just stays the same, and I look like Mike Wazowski. And I also have an eyeball on my stomach, and I don't know what that's about. Just kidding, I don't have that.
Oh, I was gonna say, I thought I've seen that.
It would be, it would have astigmatism, too.
I think it's just because your belly button is so large.
Yeah, like, in the summer, we fill it with water, and the local kids swim in it. to stay cool.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's really gross. That's the worst image.
They'll swim through a little bit of belly button lint.
One time, I got a barbecue chip stuck in my belly button.
Oh my god.
Because I was eating barbecue chips without a shirt on, as you do. And now I'll never eat.
Your first mistake.
I'll never eat chips without a shirt on again. Oh, it was traumatizing. Because it hurt pulling that sucker out. It was like a shard of barbecue chip.
There's a lot of things I don't do shirtless. That's most things, actually. But
cooking bacon. Going
I did out make in the. Yeah, the most audacious. Bodacious. The worst mistake. Audacious. What's that word?
You have the audacity to download Audacity.
So audacious.
See,
mistake?
Now you're just being ostentatious, or you're trying to be.
No, I'm just trying to think of how to use the word audacity in a, as a
Courtney Audacian.
Yeah, audacious. Audacious is a word.
Okay.
It's an adjective showing willingness to take surprising bold risks. Yeah.
I audaciously for all that back in the day. Went on audacious for all that. It didn't go.
What?
It didn't turn out. I went on an audacious for all that.
Oh,
and it didn't make it.
Oh my god!
I audaced for The Voice, and I sang "Rolling in the Deep" by Adele, and it was real bad.
I'm gonna hold auditions for other podcast hosts. Soon. Keep this shit up.
Oh baby boy.
Anyway, the most audacious mistake I've ever made, yeah, was I made bacon shirtless, and it was not. Cooking shirtless in general, if you're using olive oil, not going to be good.
Yeah, that's cooking 101.
Yeah, well, I woke up and I was hungry, you know?
Yeah, as you do.
And I was feeling lazy. I didn't want to put on a shirt,
yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Everyone's done it.
Doesn't mean you should do it. If your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it? Probably.
I mean,
I've jumped off Lady a Gaga. Cliff.
Lady Gaga did it. Why can't I?
Yeah, she did. She did that. She did that.
Okay, so we've got some emails maybe we should read.
Yeah, baby boy, go ahead and hit that. Wait, we have multiple emails?
We have two.
Oh, dope.
They're both short.
That's cool. Go ahead and read them for us. And while you're pulling, do you have them pulled up?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, then go ahead.
Okay, so our first one comes from Tommy Electric. The subject line reads, maybe. The subject line reads, hate male cunts.
That's a great subject.
And then the body says,
oh, body.
Go fuck yourselves. Space, space.
Uh-huh.
Wax on wax lyrical.
I love those Thanks, baby God. Boys.
Got him!
What the hell was that?
Got him!
You know, that old R.I.P. Vine.
He sounded so weird.
Well, that's my, it's my got him voice. Or when Mika was a puppy, I used to go, how's my bitch? And she loved it.
I forgot about that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second one comes from Scott Lerman, who he does the Scotty talks, explains sports to Chad that we plugged last week.
Yeah.
Thanks to them, they plugged us on their podcast. What, you know, they're less established than us, so
I'd love to plug them.
I would plug Scott.
Scott could plug us anytime he wanted to. We're just waiting for consent.
I don't know, Chad, but he seems like another cool Chad. There seem to be very few cool Chads.
We need more cool Chads in the world.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot of cool ones. But
it's true.
He seems cool, so I'd fuck him or plug him.
Nah, I meant what I said. I said what I meant.
Anyway, this one's from Scott Lerman from Scott Explains Sports to Chad. And he, the subject line reads, "This is egregious," in all caps.
General egregious.
And the body reads, yeah, I'm just going to ignore that. And the body reads, "You guys suck. You can never pull together as one and revenge us. That is why you suck." And then there's a dash, and it says Scott Lerman, and then it says left parentheses C, right parentheses space 570. I assume that's Scott's phone number. Probably his cell phone number. So if anyone wants to text him, you go right on for it. Anyone who's not in America, that'd be one. just put a plus one in front of it.
Oh, no. Well, what's funny about that is I definitely had to bleep everything but the area code.
What? Why?
Because you can't give out the man's cell phone number on a podcast.
I think it'd be really funny.
That would be funny, but I mean, no. We can't.
No, that's funny. It'll be funny if you bleep it out. People will be like, what the hell did he say?
Yeah.
It was a phone number. That's all. Because someday when we're famous, we don't want people knowing his number. Yeah, so.
We're already famous. Don't you know we have at least 30 listeners a week?
Whoa. 50 to 60, fella.
Oh, yeah.
I've been checking the downloads. We get pretty good amount.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Getting meta again.
Oh, shit. Oh, take a drink.
Oh, my gosh. Metapodcast. Metapod. Pokemon. Everything's connected.
I actually hate that. Metapod's a really stupid Pokemon.
Well, yeah. But, I mean...
Okay, go on.
I can't. I have nothing to defend Metapod with.
Yeah, except for Harden, which is fucking lame.
Mm, baby.
This is the worst move. String
shot.
I hate fighting Metapod. It's so... It's just... God, it's a chore.
That's why you evolve it from a Caterpie so it knows tackle. Everybody knows.
No, I said battling them, not battling with them.
Oh, well, you use any special attack and that thing can't hang.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, dude. I've been playing, I still haven't beaten Pokemon Moon.
Me neither.
I have severe game ADD.
Me too! I almost talked about this.
Yeah, like, I get into these modes where I play a franchise a lot, and then I get out of it for a while. And the problem is, I was playing a lot of other Pokemon games before Moon came out, so I was still in that zone for a little bit, and then I never finished it. So I've been trying to force myself to play it a little bit each day, because I'm so close.
Force yourself to play Pokemon.
But right now, I'm stuck in a Fire Emblem hole because Nintendo of America just released their Fire Emblem Heroes iPhone app. And it's a very dumbed-down version of the classic franchise Fire Emblem, but I love it.
Mm.
So that's been fun.
I can dig that.
Yeah, baby. I've also been reading more.
Really?
You knew me, guys. I've been reading... And I've been going to the gym.
New year, new me.
New year, new me. New year, new me.
Oh, the way you say it's so good. I do have a couple notes for the show.
Yeah, baby.
So I don't know if we like really conferred on this, but I mean, I liked that we did like kind of like local shout outs last time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. You got some more for us for some homework? Because I got someone.
I do. I have, I'm going to do two just because I told them both that I would do it.
Okay.
Well, last week I tried to do it for my friend Jonah.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't text me back in time. So,
So
that's going to be this week now. So my friend Joni Oshanis, does music. It's very good. And, he goes by Perrin, and he gave me his Bandcamp, which is Perrin, which is spelled Perrin.bandcamp.com. Man, I can't even describe, like, his music's kind of, it's really like, man, it's good. Like, he does a lot of, like, overlay guitar parts and stuff like that, and it's really interesting. And the lyrics are just, like, really, like, reflective. It's almost like a story, kind of. Like, it's not, like, like they rhyme and all, yet like it's like pop music, you know, where everything's
but
that's good. And then my friend Nate is in a band called Cyrus Youngman and the Kingfishers, which is very good. The singer Cyrus Youngman sounds like Bob Dylan. A little bit, yeah. a little bit but he's
May
got
the
really
blessing
good
keep you always.
And then they have a site, and it's just kingfishersband.com.
Oh.
And they have a full length coming out soon, which they recorded in a studio in Nashville where the White Stripes recorded the
Seven Nations Armies?
Yeah, they recorded their album where that song was recorded.
Not
that
like
album.
Third Man Records, right?
No.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. Blackbird Records or something?
Oh,
like
yeah, dude. Blackbird's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. That's rad.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Well, check them out, everybody. Support local music.
Our friends.
And even if they're not local to you, support them anyway, because they're independent.
Yeah. And then, Cam, you said you had...
Well, first of all...
I better know who it is.
Do you?
Did you tweet at her today?
Yeah.
Oh, bet, baby. I knew it.
Yeah. Okay. So my new friend, Shelby Mary, is a very talented lady. She has some really good music out, kind of like orchestral, bluesy, new age. So if you look up Shelby Mary, you can find her on Apple Music. And she just got confirmed on Spotify. So that's dope. And I'm nice. Like, dude, we've hung out twice now, but you're the coolest person I've ever met in my life. So we're like best friends now. You know how it is. And she's also working on a project called Banshee without the second E. And they've got a single out right now that she sings on. And it's so freaking dope. So check out Shelby Mary. Very cool stuff. And then... my full-length album, Push and Pull, is available for pre-order right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby. So you can get that album an entire month early if you order the physical CD. And that can be delivered to you on March 7th. Or you can come see a CD release show where I'm going to have a band and we're going to sing all songs and have a good old time in Wabash, Indiana on March 4th.
And I'll be there.
Yeah, baby. It'll be a good time. But yeah, if you go to staircasewhipmusic.com, you can pre-order it. It's only $10. If you don't want to buy it, that's cool. I understand. You can at least listen to it a month later in April. And yeah, I would just even appreciate that probably even a little more just because I want people to hear it. Because that's why I did it.
And it's probably almost guaranteed that this will be out before my fucking EP. So.
Yeah, it definitely will. So if you want to hear one of the Dad Bod's musics, it's mine.
Here's the thing, man. It sucks because, like, I'm really excited to do it. And yeah. It's the progress is just so slow.
No, I get it, man. I get it.
But my friend Alan finally tracked bass on it.
Uh-huh.
So that's good. And I'm going to talk to my friend Devin, who does Thomas. He mentioned that he said to me, he's like, I'd play guitar on your EP. And I was like, I didn't even think about it.
He's so dope if he did. He's very good.
Yeah. So.
Excuse me.
There's going to be a lot of good musicians on it. Hopefully it turns out well. I think it will. But yeah, yeah. It's just taking so long. Like, it's getting to the point where I'm frustrated. I'm like, God, what? Can we just get this shit going? Like, what's there? Like, there's not a lot I can do right now. That's what's annoying.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I could play the other instruments, but I'm not as good as the people who are gonna. So.
Yeah.
That's pretty much that.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Why are you playing Linger?
Why not play Linger?
This is my favorite song right now.
For those of you who follow Chad on Snapchat, I think my favorite series of snaps he does is just where everything he does is like a when you're doing this and Linger by the Cranberries is playing. And I think it's so funny.
Thank you. God, so many people have not been supportive of it. They're like, I don't get it. What is the fuck? And I'm like, that's the point. I don't need you to get it. There's nothing to get.
No, there's nothing to get.
It's just really funny to me. Please stop. But if you turn it off, I am going to get a headache. Oh. Now I have to finish it. I feel like Andy Bernard in that episode where he was, he's like, he's singing. We can never play this episode.
Yeah, this episode will get pulled down immediately.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad episode anyway. I'm just kidding. It'll be good.
It's been pretty good so far. For those of you listening at home, I'm doing a pantomime motion of jerking off whenever I talk about the podcast and make that noise.
This is a really funny pantomime. Stop. Okay, turn the goddamn song off.
Okay. How many times do you think you listen to that song in a day?
Do you want the truth?
I want the truth.
At least six.
Yeah?
Of late, at least six. Turn the goddamn... Turn it off. Stop doing that. Listen. Off. It's my favorite song right now. I've always loved that song.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good song.
But, like, man, I have just been digging it.
Yeah.
You know when you just really get in there? Like this summer... Uh-huh. The song Slide by the Goo Goo Dolls.
That's a great song.
I would listen to that song whenever I got in my car. yeah. for like 2 months.
That's a good song.
It is. It's a really good song. Like, and I would, and I, no regrets, man. Just as loud, just very loud. I would listen to it.
I was on a boat with them, with the Goo Goo Dolls.
Really?
Yeah.
Turn off Linger.
I got to watch the Goo Goo Dolls perform that song 3 separate times in 1 weekend. Linger? No, not Linger.
I know, it's a joke.
Oh.
God.
Gotcha.
Turn off Linger.
It's not my fault. It's just still going. It's a 4.5 minute long song.
Fucking pause it.
We have to just let it play out now at this point.
Do you want this episode to get taken down?
I'm playing it in short bursts. Hold on.
It doesn't matter.
Now no one even knows what the song is because it's fading out. All right, bye-bye. You know, you could say that with that bit, I was kind of letting it stick around too long.
You wouldn't let it go.
Yeah, I kind of like hung on to it.
You kind of latched on, wouldn't let go.
It kind of lasted a little longer than I intended. Like almost like it was hovering over us. It wouldn't dissipate. It kind of just levitated around.
You know my favorite thing is that girls wear?
What?
Lingerie.
You know my favorite thing to get at Wendy's is?
What?
Chicken lingers.
They don't even have chicken fingers at Wendy's.
I know, that's why I get the chicken lingers.
You know what? Do you know my favorite Italian dish is?
What's that?
Lingerweenie.
Lingerweenie is when,
Lingerweenie.
I'm not gonna say what that is. You know, the other day I was outside, and I was just walking around, I heard this, I was like, what's that? And then I was like, ow, oh man. And in my arm I had to pull out a bee's linger. Bee dung lung me.
I had this science teacher in middle school.
Yeah.
And he was in Vietnam.
Oh. Heard of it.
And he was missing a couple of his lingers.
Holy crap.
No, he's actually missing some of his parts of his fingers on one of his hands.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't like weird, but
yeah.
He felt bad. A lot of kids made fun of him, and you're like, he was in fucking Vietnam.
Who the hell makes fun of a Vietnam vet for having missing
middle schoolers
finger parts? Well, yeah, middle schoolers are actually the devil.
Middle schoolers are assholes, dude.
Seventh and eighth graders are actually dicks.
Yeah, take it from a substitute teacher, or who was a substitute teacher.
They're at this weird part in life where
nothing is sacred.
Nothing is sacred. They go for the jugular with everything they say.
There's that John Mulaney joke about how he's like, if you see a gaggle of eighth graders, like they're gonna make fun of you, but very accurately. Like
yeah, like that's exactly right.
Yeah, like the thing you're most sensitive about, they're gonna point out, you know.
I like that he says gaggle like he's referring to geese, because geese are also the devil.
I don't think he doesn't say gaggle. I just said gaggle.
I like that you said gaggle.
Did it make you gaggle?
You can make never.
What?
I was gonna say you always make me gaggle. But I meant it as giggle, not the suggestive homosexual undertones there.
Yeah. Hey, so I don't have Date with the Dad Bod, but...
Me neither. Are you surprised?
No. Is anyone surprised that neither of us have had dates? Probably not.
Let us know in the comment section down below.
But I do have a story.
Okay.
It's a it's short. It's about polyamorous Tinder girl. This is what I told you. This is what I told you when I was DMing you because I was too lazy to text you.
Yeah.
That
was weird.
Like, good, because I got a lot of shit to talk about. A lot of shit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so...
That's a great start.
Let me start out by saying that I'm weak, okay?
Oh, no. Chad, what did you do?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. Well, I did, but, like, not, like, physically.
Oh.
If that's... Yeah. So I liked polyamorous Tinder girl. I did. Yeah. I still think I do.
Can we refer to her as PTG?
Yeah, PT, like PYT.
Yeah.
I want to love you.
PTG! Polyamorous Tinder girl, I want polyamorous to Tinder love girl. You. PTG!
Yeah, so PTG, I was like, I was really contemplating this, and I was like, you know, mm-hmm. I like her, and I told her this, and she seemed into it, and I said, listen, no, this is what happened. I read an article, a Cosmopolitan article on Snapchat.
I saw the same thing. Bailey Hunt forwarded it to me and just put LOL or something, and I was dying.
So I read this Cosmopolitan article on Snapchat about how this girl's dating three guys and she feels healthy about it. And I was like, you know, maybe it's not such a weird thing. Maybe I could try it. And so I told her that. I was like, listen, I'm weak. This is what I started the story out. I'm weak, okay? The power... I put the pussy on a pedestal, man. I did.
Oh, no.
I said, listen. Oh. I read this article. I think... I don't think it's as weird as I thought it was before. Oh. I'll give it a shot. I might hate it, and I might not be into it in, like, a week. But, you know, fuck it, right?
Yeah, that sounds... So every girl's dream words.
Fuck it. Might as well. Yeah. Okay. So let me pull up these textaroonies. Cause
that's what we do here on the Dad Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is gonna be good. So hold on to your butts.
Okay. So So talking to PTG, and I say, what's good tonight? This is Saturday.
Have you talked to her previously since the last time, or is this what you started with?
No, we've talked.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. We had talked a bit that day, and then I said...
Excuse me.
I said, like, something to her, and then I double texted and said, what's good tonight? And she said, I'm seeing my boo. And then I said, oh, so we're hanging out. And she said, LMAO, AOOAOA.
Laughing my ass off and ass off and ass off and
yeah.
Asama.
And so this fucking shit happens. Like, I say, all right, if you could be real with me for a sec, like, I don't feel like you're really into this after I told you the thing, like, that I was willing to try the poly whatever.
Polywag.
And I'm not trying to waste my time. And she said, I just thought we were friends, LOL. I said, what? So when I told you, yeah, I was like, so when I told you I was thinking about the poly thing, and that if you were still interested, that I would be down to try it, That didn't give you any sign that, like, maybe I thought something else was going on. And she said, oh, I just think you're a cool friend. And I said, tight.
So, you got friend-zoned by polyamorous Tinder girl.
No, listen. there's more. I said, like, nothing about the way I talked to you made you think that I was into you. Like, what the fuck? And she says, people always talk to me like that. And I said, well, fuck, I'm not trying to be just friends. And now I'm tangled in this weird web of pussy and I can't escape it. Which I'm ashamed that I said that.
You literally said those words?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I said, I'm not trying to be just friends, and now I'm tangled up in your web of pussy, and I can't escape it. It sounds so gross, but right? It's literally what it is.
I don't like web of pussy and pussy pedestal. Those are the two phrases I've heard the last 3 minutes.
Listen.
I'm listening.
She says, plus, I don't think my boyfriend wants me to have other boyfriends anymore, LOL. I think we're going to get serious soon. And I said, what the fuck? Then you're not fucking polyamorous.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So
for those of you listening at home, I threw my headset off and I walked behind the couch because I can't handle what's happening.
Oh my god. Can you hear me? No.
Yes.
You don't have your... Oh, I thought you didn't have your headset.
No, okay. I heard you. Hold on. Okay. So.
It's unreal.
What in the absolute heck is happening?
So she says that. And I said, in capital letters, The fuck? With 6 question marks after it. And then I said, then you're not fucking polyamorous. And then she said, and then I said, fuck this. And she said, LOL. And then I said, what? Yeah, she's not really, okay. And so I said, whatever, I'm over it. You can't just drag dudes along to validate you when you're feeling insecure. That's really shitty. You should just fucking be straight with people.
Damn.
And then she said, it's a problem that I have recognized a long time ago, but thank you for telling me again. And I said, cool. Thanks for wasting my fucking time.
Wow.
And so, and then she said, it's no big deal to me. Don't trip, LOL.
Wow. Who is this person?
No, for real. I was like, it's kind of the big deal to me. Like, I kind of like you. And then to hear that, like, literally led me on for, like, the last, like, couple weeks after, like, all this shit went down. And I was like, you know, it just would have been nice to know. And then I said, oh, I'm tripping because I'm fucking mad right now. And then no response. So,
Wow.
Yeah, dog. But, hey,
That was a roller coaster.
Yes. But I'm very much over that. It's fine. Like, it's better. Also, wow. Sorry, there were so many F words in the last, like, 3 or 4 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast, everybody.
But hey, I probably got a date this weekend.
You can find us on social media at @_dadpodcast on Twitter. And you can email us hoywave@gmail.com. And make sure you tune in next week to hear a date with the dad bod. Hopefully it's
better. I hate my life.
Holy crap, Chad. Your life is only right now to provide material for this podcast. You're in hell.
Yeah.
You're in 100%. Hell.
I'm in purgatory, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Pussy purgatory.
Oh, no. That has to be the name of the episode.
Yeah.
I can't not name it Pussy Purgatory.
Pussy Purgatory.
But like PU $$y.
Yeah. PU $HA.
Pusha?
No, just.
Oh, like Kesha?
It's a Kesha, yeah. Kesha reference. K-E $
Hawk. Morning feeling like a PTG.
Yeah, so,
Wow.
Fuck that.
Wow, dude. I mean, my biggest problem today was that I forgot to bring a spoon to eat those applesauces.
Man, like, I've never... I feel really vindicated in my, like, anger.
Like not the vindicated. Dashboard confessional song.
Yeah, well, vindicated is never mind. That's not the word. I feel really, like, justified in my anger. But, like, I've never been so mad at a person.
Oh, boy.
Like, that's... Like, it was just bullshit. I was just like, well, what the fuck has been going on? Like, I just felt lied to and a little hurt. But now it's been 2 days, and I'm like, I dodged a bullet.
Well, yeah. Even though you tried to jump in front of that bullet a second time.
Really hot bullet, but it was it's okay.
A polyamorous bullet.
There were several bullets.
There were several bullets.
It was one bullet that split into like 9.
Shrapnel.
Oh! Never mind.
What?
No, I'm not going to. That's not for the podcast. Oh, wait, but shout out to my boy, Jeremy Tyler, who said something to me on Sunday. No, on Saturday when I was drunk, he said something to me about giving him a shout out. I don't remember what he said, but shout out to him for listening. That's very cool of him. Mm-hmm. And to all of our listeners, thank you. Also, go on our Facebook page.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, which is facebook.com/thedadpodcast.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
Shout out to Jordan Kenyon for existing.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. It's been a good week. It's
been a good 20 episodes, everybody. Thanks for listening and spreading the word. This is our last episode. No, I'm just kidding.
It probably should be.
Also, thanks for giving that picture of Chad a lot of love on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I know it's a little controversial.
You broke the internet.
I didn't. I think we got less than 10 faves on it, which is fine.
Who was that, Chad Kardashian up on our Twitter page?
No, I have no
Chad
idea.
Chad Kardashian is actually the douchiest combination of names in the world.
Thanks, Cam.
You're welcome, buddy.
It's implying that Chad's the douchiest first name in the world.
I mean, so I didn't make up that rule.
Chad is not the douchiest name in the world.
Nah. I'm just kidding.
There's more douchey names.
Yeah, like Thad.
Thad's pretty bad.
What was yours?
Declan.
Declan.
Come on. Declan, Jesus.
I've never met a Declan.
I've never met a Declan that I didn't want a Declan right in the between the eyes.
I imagine he wears a pink polo shirt tucked into white khakis with a brown belt and Dockers.
Yeah, absolutely. We're past an hour. So everyone, thank you.
Yeah. Send us your hate mail, hoyweave@gmail.com. Also send us your questions for Terrence, your boy Terrence, for Just the Tip with Terrence, a new advice show on our YouTube channel that's going to be coming soon. We've got a couple already, so.
Nice. Yeah. I'll think of some and send those in as well, just to help get some organic interaction.
Yeah.
And then I'll also, I really need to do a dad bod, or God, I hate myself. I need to do an expletive that tastes good.
Yeah, baby.
I think I should, I should change it because this show, because Action Bronson does Fuck That's Delicious, and that's why it's like, it should be expletive that tastes good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I love that. Love you. Oh, jerk.
Love you.
Dude, pantomime.
Yeah. Pantomime is my favorite first generation Pokemon. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Would you say you were a jerk gesticulating?
Yeah.
All right, bye, everybody.
Tune in next week where we will talk more to you, episode 21. Thanks, everybody.